If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete, and they are out there at the table. We saw the guys from Ready Mix Concrete.
Love the Ready Mix guys.
You know, I played with Corey in the golf tournament
for
last
nine
Friday.
Holes.
Yeah, he bailed up. He had to go to work after nine holes, which we talked about. That was unfortunate for him. But you can apply at NEBCOinc.com and work with Corey and the team. They're great people. Do great work.
We're giving people a lot of options for jobs.
We are.
We really are. With Applied Connects trying to get people going, Currency, NEBCO. I mean,
careers.
You know, I say, Bill, if you don't apply, that's a you problem. If you don't get the job, that might not be on you. But if you don't apply, that is a you
problem.
Problem.
Okay. You be you.
Yeah.
I'm really.
Currency lays out a 10-year plan.
They lay it out. Here's where you're going to go. Here's your next plan. Here's your next level. Here's where you go. And then when you get to this level, here's where you can branch to. Like that. It's all going to. Carson Schott does it on a whiteboard. He gets everyone together, goes over.
Schott's kind of on my list right now, by the way.
Why? What did he do?
Because he's kind of rejected the Better Times theme park idea.
Explain that one to us.
I didn't understand the rejection.
So, yeah, explain that to us. Because I think right now the Breakers are fully on board with this theme park. And we talk about things we're going to have at it. We keep adding in
cigarettes
all the time.
Everywhere.
Yeah, cigarettes. People smoking.
Schott summarily dismissed it.
Drive-in movie theater.
We're not asking for money.
Yeah, we didn't ask for money.
We want you to support the idea.
Just to support the idea.
It's just a support.
We'd like to
Carson.
We want to know,
it's the first time I've been at odds with Carson.
Can we put it in Nebraska City right by the lead
Lodge?
Lead Lodge. People have a place to stay. Tie it into that.
You are an idea man.
All of a sudden like that, they're picking apples and going to a theme park. Yeah.
How good would that be?
A tilt-a-whirl.
Look at all the cigarettes over there. Places.
You can smoke at Better Times.
You can smoke.
You're encouraged to.
You're encouraged to. Packs of cigarettes.
You get a weird look
and
if you're
everything
not smoking.
And everything's priced in Better Times.
Oh,
also.
No way.
Everything's priced.
Go to McDonald's.
For 30
get a
cent,
hamburger.
For 30 cents.
30 cents. Better Times.
We'll load up and get 40 of those.
We're going to have a McDonald's at Better Times.
Goodrich
theme
Dairy
park.
Will be there.
Yeah. We're going to have McDonald's the original McDonald's.
The original McDonald's.
Talk about Better Times. Jake, you get like a full pie, meal for $4.
Get an apple pie for a quarter?
Yeah.
With the thing that says caution.
It'll scorch inside. Your mouth still.
It will. It will just, it'll take the skin off your mouth.
The Better Times theme park. Carson, get on board.
Yep. NEBCOinc.com.
NEBCO's on board.
Today. By the way, also a reminder, today if you are heading up to Omaha to watch some baseball, or today or this weekend or any day through next week, Blur Tailgate at the Hilton Omaha is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And open till midnight.
Jeez.
Till midnight.
Hmm.
I should repeat 10:30 a.m. till midnight.
Jeez.
That's a long time to be open. It's the
staffed fully?
It's the 13th annual tailgate, all-inclusive bar and buffet, 18 TVs showing live baseball games, and multiple seating options, including a hammock. You can buy at the door, but they prefer if you buy online at blurevents.com/Omaha.
When you, if you whipped in there and you said, hey, where are you at? Me and Leighton are at Blur, and you whip out that, and I'm in the hammock. What are the chances that I'm in the hammock?
Strong.
There'd be be zero.
Bill's laying down.
He's in the hammock. Hey, Leighton, real quick, yeah, grab me a seltzer, and I'm gonna lay down the hammock for a while.
Bill's got his bright green shirt on. There's a man in the hammock over there. Bill. A hammock, just in case.
Is this in case? He's winded.
blurevents.com/Omaha. It's a wonderful time. We'll be up there today. I'll probably be in the hammock before this thing starts today. I'll probably get to the hammock.
That thing is open from 10:30 a.m. to midnight.
To midnight, yes.
God, that's quite a run.
Is it kind of like bar food, Jake, or is it like...
They give delicious hamburgers and brats.
That's all you need.
The food is really good.
If they have more than that, that's great, but I wouldn't need anything more than that.
They get the chips, they get the baked beans, they got potato salad, they got cookies. It's so good.
Get ready.
Unlimited drinks.
Get ready for Katrinka.
I'm prepared for her text or call today. Yeah,
when she comes in, that's a big entrance. She makes a big entrance.
It'll be loud. You'll know when she's arrived.
Petrinka
for sure.
Will not just kind of like, she's been here for an hour and a half. I didn't know. No, you won't. You'll know when Petrinka comes in the door. You'll know within 4 seconds she's there.
Oh, and she loves Blur.
Yeah,
she loves. Well,
you should love Blur too.
Yeah,
Blur's great.
Okay.
I saw this yesterday from
Jake. Brian. I got a weird head.
My head is shaped oddly. It's a weird size. Hats don't fit properly. They're either too big or too small. If they're too tight, I get this weird mark on the front of my head. If they're too loose, it's going up and down. It's just ridiculous.
It's kind of weird now that you mentioned it.
That was one of those drops that just kind of hit you.
I got a weird head.
I got a weird head.
Brian Kelly, LSU
weird.
Head coach.
Yeah, this is unbelievable.
But has an odd stance on Arch Manning. He was on the College Game Day.
I've not seen this.
He was on the College Game Day podcast with Reese Davis and Pete Thamel.
Uh-huh.
And they were talking about the quarterbacks in the SEC, and they brought up Arch Manning and all the hype around Arch Manning.
Mm-hmm.
And as we've discussed in the show, and Bill has talked a lot, Garrett Nussmeier is a very good quarterback at LSU, and Brian Kelly really chose to really defend and support Nussmeier more than praise Arch Manning. Here's what he was talking. They asked about Arch, and this is the quote from Brian Kelly. He says, look, we hear it every day because he's from Louisiana. And listen, there's another guy that hears it all the time, and that's Garrett Nussmeier. He's committed, and more than anything else, he's experienced. And in this league, you need to see the bullets flying. Ask Jaden Daniels when he threw for 80 yards against Auburn in 2022. We were coming back on the plane, and I told Mike Denbrock and Joe Sloan at the time, if we keep throwing for 80 yards, we're not going to be together very long. We need Daniels to develop.
Ooh.
All I'm saying is Nussmeier has seen it. He knows what he's going to get. There's a confidence he'll bring each and every game through experience, maybe even through some scar tissue, that's going to allow him to be, I believe, the best quarterback. End quote from Brian Kelly in the conversation of Nussmeier, Arch Manning.
Well, first of all, he's not wrong.
No,
as far as playing time, especially the quarterback position, playing time is just, it's so valuable to slow your heart rate, just this pregame, just everything about it. Like, no, we've got this. And there are so many things about seeing it live going on. You know, I said, when I talked to Joe Burrow a few months ago at his grandpa's funeral here in Nebraska, he discussed what they're showing me, what he's seeing. And he just talks about how, at ease he is now with things. Yeah, things can always get you. He get at that, but just because he's played, he's played so much football, and that just, it matters a ton.
Oh.
Just like all these quarterbacks, how well they played after playing. I mean, it is a big time difference, especially when you're in the leagues that you're in. That makes a difference. But he's not wrong. I would have played the complimentary card a little higher on Arch, probably, right. But I don't think anyone would really disagree with what he's saying.
So he does. There's some complimentary stuff here, but it still comes back to praising Nussmeier. One more from Brian Kelly says, now, Manning is extremely talented, but he's got to go do it. And there's going to be a couple days where it doesn't come out the way it's supposed to. How do you bounce back? How do you come back from that? How does it work the next week in your game plan? There's a lot out there. I can see the assessment of Arch. He's an outstanding player. But I will take the guy that's been in the SEC and see what it looks like in our guy, Garrett Nussmeier.
It's amazing just the...
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Objections for Arch. Arch, if he comes out, he'll be the number one overall pick.
There's already been discussions in the NFL about tanking.
Right.
It's come up. Should they tank for Arch?
It's amazing. Now, he's only thrown 95 passes in college. Right. The number that does get your attention a little bit with Arch is 25 carries for 108 yards last year, so he can really run it. I mean, that's 4.3. It's not great, right. But he's a runner.
I would,
with a huge arm. So
it might come off as being negative, because, but I will be shocked if Arch Manning's not the starting quarterback at Texas for 2 years.
Okay.
I'd be very shocked.
Because of family?
I just think because development, everything with it. Also, just don't forget either just what you make in college. Don't let that go away from you.
Oh, no.
He's
making a ton.
And I know that there's going to be this change coming up, but there's still other, trust me, he'll be doing just fine.
Oh, God.
And I just think.
Just fine.
A little bit. If you go back and look, the one thing, I believe it was Bill Parcells said, he said that when he looked at quarterbacks, he wanted multiple year starters to draft in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Means they started for several years at their school. Mm-hmm. Mostly 3 year starters is what he wanted too. So they've played a lot of football, I've seen a lot of things. The 1 year, it'd be interesting to see the 1 year starter and how well that went NFL wise. If he he started for 1 year, where's that go? And so I bring that up because I listened to just the other day to a podcast and having to talk about Parcells saying I want multiple year starters in the NFL.
Manning too. The other thing that gets you is he is 6'4", 225.
Yeah,
he does have the whole package, I guess. So we'll see.
Let him play out.
But I like Brian Kelly's stance. He's going to get shots because he is not praising him all the time and saying I'm taking our guy, but that's it. That's his guy. Right now, the top two Heisman candidates are seen as Nussmeier and Arch. I mean, look at the early projections. Those two are the ones leading the way in terms of the favorites in the offseason.
Well, when you're getting ready, when Ohio State's getting ready, like this time of year, you're already watching you're watching Texas film. Your coaches alone, you're watching. You're watching his whatever limited number of snaps that he has. And also, you're kind of going like, you're being told, just so you know, this is the first pick in the draft. This is the Heisman Trophy winner coming in here. Preseason, both. Preseason, first pick in the draft, preseason Heisman, and he's coming into the shoe. What do you got?
Can you imagine how quickly and how to what extent the hype on Manning will ramp up if he lights up Ohio State? Well, if he lights them
for
up.
Game
it's,
one.
It's twofold, like I said, or he's 12 for 36.
That's the
one
other.
One touchdown, two picks. Then all of a sudden, it's like, right away, it's like, Heisman's over. Okay, that'll be the talk. That'll be the talk.
Pretty much.
So, I mean, and also, the dude, Arch, handles it like a pro.
Yeah.
Well, you don't ever hear him saying stupid stuff.
No.
You don't hear anything. He talk about staying in line with what the goals of the team are. The team. That's him.
Well, what else is him? Royalty. He's royalty. He conducts himself like royalty.
He's been well. Imagine how schooled he's been. From his two uncles of how you handle yourself in this spot.
And would you say you might not agree,
Grandpa?
They're very classy.
Yeah,
the Mannings, classy people. Yeah. Funny, but they're very classy.
Can you imagine?
They would not engage in road rage, Jake.
Yeah.
They would not.
Can you imagine that you're sitting down talking, okay, hey, real quick. And then, remember, his dad was the most athletic of all the Mannings. Played wide receiver at Ole Miss. That's when he hurt his neck, I believe, going through that whole story.
Oh, that's
Cooper.
Cooper's his dad.
Yeah. Yep. And so he was also very, very talented. And so they have their stuff. Imagine, okay, we're all going to sit down and talk together. We got your dad and your two uncles and your grandpa, Archie. We're just talking about how to carry yourself. Yeah. How to handle yourself.
The Mannings do that very well. Yeah. Archie did.
And so, like I said, for that matter, if he does have a bad day, chance of him rebounding pretty good.
Very good.
If he has a great day, chance of him staying in control and not
good.
Really good.
See, what we're doing here is we're not diminishing the hype any, which is fine.
But I just think how many times has it been handed out where it's just been someone who technically has never started is going to win the Heisman?
Ah.
I mean, that's a hard one, right?
I know.
We look at that game, though. Texas, Ohio State, both quarterbacks starting, they have hardly any experience at all. Huh? Manning, a couple,
Julian Sain. Yeah. Julian Sain. We'll see about him. We'll see pretty fast.
But like I said, I'm a huge Nussmeier fan. And so if you're Kelly, you are going to build him up. Ridiculously.
This is where I need to invoke Ross. Ross is a listener of our show.
Ross Dellinger?
No, I'm just going to go Ross. He probably doesn't want me last name. He just upbraided me in an email about my take on Ohio State maybe not having the horses. That I said, everybody's just riding Ohio State into the top five, not so fast. He said, not so fast. And you need to shuddy, basically.
You get shuddy? Yeah.
Just a Buckeyes fan, Ross.
Yes. Ross is a big Buckeyes fan. And his first email was very pointed. Now, when I responded to him, he lightened up a little bit. But, wow. Yeah. He says they're loaded. He said, stop with what you're doing.
They typically are.
Well,
at Ohio State,
they lost so much, so they only have.
I would push back on your side of being like, oh, hang on now. I mean, quarterback that's never played, two running backs you lost, and 15 draft picks. That's hard to replace. Wow. They will be loaded. They don't have a bunch of. It's not a bunch of two stars running around.
No.
So I agree with that phase of it, like that. But there's a lot to it, and also there's a lot to being to repeat when you have done that as a staff and everything.
Oh.
It's really hard.
And they lost Knowles.
Yeah.
They lost Jim
That's
Knowles.
Significant. To Penn State for $3 million a year.
Jeez.
$3 million a year for Jim Knowles. Jim. Doing well.
That was weird, wasn't it? Jim just left. No press conference.
No, nothing. It was very odd how was this. They're trying to get he was trying to get a contract from Ohio State. Wasn't done. So he just up and gets the deal done really fast. Doesn't get to go to the parade or the deal or that. Nothing. Just was told not to come. And we just packed up all of his stuff and left. And then it's really weird because, like I said, they'll have a reunion in 10 years for this national championship team. And then is he there? Is he part of it?
I would think.
How could he not be there?
Yeah, but
it's awkward.
It's just awkward.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cutthroat. Mm. Cutthroat.
By the way, Carl on YouTube.
Carl.
Tells us it's his 59th birthday today.
Nice.
You're 59 for Carl.
Carl?
Carl.
Where's he from?
I don't know. Carl, happy birthday to Carl.
Is it 402?
Well, it's on YouTube. I don't know
Carl.
That.
Thank you, Carl.
The reason I ask is because I know a Carl from Columbus who's my age.
Carl, have you ever seen the Rumbles?
Did you play third base for the American Legion?
What's that Carl's last name?
I don't want to say. I want to protect the other Carl. Okay. If it's not him.
All right.
The Carl Protection System.
Okay. He had a gun.
Sorry.
That's fine.
Genghis points out about Texas real quick. Genghis lives in Hondo, Texas. He knows Texas Hondo. Well. He says Texas's returning production is 103rd nationally, and their O-line is suspect for this year.
Genghis.
Nice information.
Genghis.
I wish I could read maybe after 8:30.
We said the same thing about Texas, though, on the air, but we said, hey, They lost a lot of draft picks.
They did.
They lost a lot of draft picks, especially up front on defense. They lost a lot.
I mean, the team that brings back everybody is Penn State. Right. Maybe you should get on that horse a little more, the Penn State horse.
We're pretty high on Penn State on this show. I mean, they're seen as a top four team in the
I'm high on them.
Football. Yes.
I'm very high on them. I wish I could find Ross's email, but my computer is god awful slow.
Thanks, Steve.
Are you checking out, Bill? Or are you sticking around?
You can stay one more, right?
Nope, I gotta go.
Okay.
See you in the next.
We'll see you Monday. We'll see you Monday. When we come back, we will eat some beef jerky from Smoking Gun, Jerky of Nebraska. Next on Early Break on the Ticket.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.